I stood frozen, the magnitude of what was about to happen rendering me speechless. Weeks of fantasizing, scheming, wanting. None of it compared to the reality of Van staring into my eyes. The candlelight making his pupils glimmer, like black marbles, dark and unreadable.
Come.
He motioned for me to join him. Operating on autopilot, I managed to get my legs to move and saunter toward him. Van pulled me down on the edge of the bed and grabbed my leg. I almost panicked until I realized he was removing my sandals. He massaged each foot gently before placing them back on the floor and leaning against the tufted headboard. Licking his lips, he said,
You have some pretty ass feet.
I know, I smirked, remembering how he had stared at them the night we kissed.
Oh, she's cocky,
he chuckled. She's a lot of things. I felt some of my confidence returning and was ready to see what the night had in store.
I see,
Van noted.
Why are you so far away?
He patted his lap, and I crawled up the length of the bed to straddle his thighs. He raised his knees for me to lean back against, but I wiggled as I tried to get comfortable.
What's wrong?
His brows furrowed as he watched me squirm. I looked down between us, raising off him to identify the issue. I think I'm sitting on the remote, I muttered, as I felt around for one of those bulky-ass universal remotes that controlled every device. Van let out a deep, throaty chuckle as he looked me right in the eyes, grabbed my hand, and guided it to the crotch of his jeans.
That's not a remote.
What the fuck? My eyes went wide, and my jaw slack as my mind struggled to process the sheer length and girth of what I was holding. Whatever was in my grip, it deserved its own zip code. Even crazier was that it was still growing under my touch. I had to see it. In my mind, I'd pictured all the playful flirting leading up to this. Maybe a drink, some lingering conversation, a slow build to something more. But that fantasy flew out the window when I gripped Van's belt and yanked it open. He watched me, amusement fading fast, replaced by something deeper, hotter, unrestrained desire. I inched my fingers into the seam of his boxer briefs, licking my lips as I anticipated the unveiling of my impending trip to ecstasy. Van placed his hands over mine, and together, we pulled down until his formidable erection lurched free. I promise you, I heard harps, strings, and violins playing. A full symphony just for him.